WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
At Vrbo, we understand that even the best of plans sometimes need a little support. So we plan for the plot twists. Every booking is automatically backed by our Vrbo Care Guarantee, giving you confidence from the very start. Whenever you need help, it's ready. Before your stay, through the moments in between, and after your trip. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind. And maybe a good playlist. But we've got the peace of mind part covered.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
Back, family. It's another episode of the Life Strong Project. I'm your host, AC, and I have been asked so many times about, you know, the whole job finding process. So I am in no means, the subject matter expert in that area. But I got someone, you know how I do. I got someone who could probably help in that area. That's how I got lucky, and I tripped up and found somebody who could help us out with the whole job finding process, especially in this whole era of, you know, trying to find remote jobs and all that good stuff. So today, family, I want to welcome and it's so crazy because, you know, we were supposed to do this show a couple of times. We got rescheduled and it's crazy. So that's a sign that this is going to be an awesome, awesome episode. Family, welcome Chandi Tucker, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Anthony. I'm so happy to be here. And hello, Life Strong family.
Nice to meet you. We are so happy to have you. This is an area that I get asked about a lot. You know, hey, can you get somebody who can talk about, we always talk about doing other things with money and, you know, but how do we get the money? How do we get the jobs? That kind of stuff. So I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and sit with us and teach us.
Teach us
the tips and the tricks. So you are the founder of Chandi Tucker Consulting. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Sure. Chandi Tucker Consulting is a small boutique firm that we mostly cater towards small businesses and also employees and freelancers as well. And we do human resources consulting, recruitment consulting, and then also job search support.
Oh, wow.
Individuals. So, I have a unique perspective, having 20 years of experience and on all sides of the equation, you know, with employers and employees, both in HR, recruiting, you know, seen from the employee's perspective or candidate's perspective as well. So, it's a good place to be for our clients, really, because they get, they get a lot of insight that they normally wouldn't get.
Interesting. From the client's perspective, you don't really hear about that too much. From the client's perspective. So from the client's perspective, let's say, for instance, I'm looking for that job. I'm looking for a change of scenery, or, you know, I come to the realization I hate my job, which, hold on, Life Strong family. I don't hate my job. We're just playing. I'm just trying to make a good scenario here.
You just need a backup here.
I'm trying to find that new opportunity. What are the steps that I should take? Because a lot of people, especially nowadays, they, you hear about the knee-jerk reactions, the I hate it and I just quit. but they have nothing to fall back on. And, you know, you hear the 5%, maybe even less, that always become successful. You know, they tell the stories, I quit, and there's no plan B, and you got to jump, and it's no parachute. You just got to make it happen. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But what about the others that did that and didn't just fail?
Right.
You know?
What about the fact I have no parachute?
Exactly. So what are the steps? I've come to the realization that I've lost, not lost, but I hate my job. I'm not happy, and I'm looking.
Right. You hate your job, you're looking. I will have to preface it by saying that it does vary a bit by industry and, you know, by the level of a position that you're going for.
Okay.
You know, obviously things are going to be a little bit different how you go about things if you're like an executive versus a, you know, an entry level type of individual. However, and like I said, in the industry also matters as well. However, there are some good, you know, tried and true methods that just like any job seeker can take. You know, you see all of these things online, and I know everybody has seen them, the easy apply button, you know.
Yes.
Indeed has them, LinkedIn has them, and you know, one would think that that would make your job search go that much faster, right? You just click a button and send your resume with one click, you know,
right,
to all these companies. And they say quantity, they say, quote unquote, quantity trumps, you know, everything whenever it comes to finding a job. And so people that apply to like 80 to 120 jobs typically end up getting like one offer. However, I think those numbers are kind of ridiculous.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, that's...
You know, I mean, like, what percentage is that? Like, that's so low. And so... So over the years, I've developed ways to kind of counteract that.
Okay.
And one of the best, or one of the, I guess there's probably about three ways, I guess, really, that can really, really be helpful to kind of overcome, you know, that 1 to 5% employer kind of response rate that you get.
Okay. So let me ask you this, before you get into those. Now, it's interesting because, wait a minute. I mean, we're brought up in this age of technology, and I mean, you turn on the TV, there's an Indeed commercial.
Right.
I mean, so Indeed is not the way? Is that what you're...
Well, no, I'm not saying Indeed is not the way.
Okay.
I'm really just saying that the easy click apply, what seems to be the easy way to go about getting the job,
okay,
is actually the worst, hardest way to go about getting a
job.
So
she's being nice, y'all. I'm going to put it out there because Indeed might not be the way. I'm just saying.
I mean, Indeed is fine. ZipRecruiter is fine. LinkedIn is fine. You know, I mean, any job board is fine. But there's tricks to the trade that are, you know, are really going to be helpful, you know, in order to kind of optimize that. So you're not wasting your time just doing one click apply, and then your resume is going into that black hole, you know, where nobody ever contacts you again. And you just apply, and you know, have you ever heard it called that, the black hole of resumes, or resumes go to die?
I've never heard it, but I've been in the black hole. So I've been there. I just didn't know where I was, I guess.
Were you surrounded by resumes? Yeah,
pretty much. So
were you bored to tears? Because
so there you have it. I know where I was. I was clueless.
Exactly.
So okay. So tell us about those steps that you were talking about.
Sure. So I'm sure anybody that's ever applied to, you know, any of those jobs on Indeed or LinkedIn and whatnot, like we were talking about, they have thrown out a lot more applications than responses that they have received back, right? Like your average job seeker receives like 1 to 5% response rates on their applications. And so I've developed a, you know, it's just some very simple, quick methods that people can use in order to get closer to like 50 to 90% response rates.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Right. You know, okay. Too good to be true?
Nah.
I think not.
Oh, we're listening.
Right. You got your attention now? All right. So basically three main steps, and there's actually more than three steps. We'll start with three though. You got to optimize your resume these days, right?
Okay.
I don't know if most people know that yet or not, but you have to write your resume for the company that you are applying to at that moment.
Okay.
And so people, you know, so that means that you've got to use the right keywords in there, and you've got to use the correct language. You've got to, like, your resume can't just be this copy paste, you know, kind of job. And so one of the ways that you can do that, one of my favorite tools, there's actually two of them that are pretty great.
Okay.
Two tools that you can use to optimize your resume very, very quickly based on the job is you can use jobscan.co.
Okay.
Okay. One of my favorites. Been with them since beta. Love them. They've been around forever. They're one of the tried and true only ones, really, that is excellent at helping you optimize your resume in a very short period of time. And what you do is you copy and paste your resume, and then you copy and paste the job ad for the job that you are going to apply to. And then it will run a little calculation there, and it will give you a report out that tells you a score, like up to anywhere between, you know, 0 to 100%. And anything above 80% is really, really good. Most people start around like 20%.
You know, way up, way up. Hence the no callback. I get it.
Right. Exactly. But so they have this thing called Power Edit in there where you can go in and you can attach your resume in there into Power Edit, and it brings in all of the keywords from the job ad and everything and the formatting. It also helps you understand which applicant tracking system this company is using, which is huge because applicant tracking systems have different nuances about them, about when and where and why they kick out different different applications and different resumes. And it's known that like 70% of resumes and applications are kicked out before anyone ever sees them, before any live person ever sees them, because the applicant tracking system has already kicked them out of the system. All right. So JobScan knows which applicant tracking system each company is using. It knows the nuances of those applicant tracking systems. So it knows that if it only wants a keyword that is in the exact same, you know, tense and format as how they wrote it in the job ad, that like a plural form of that per se would you know, throw it out. For instance, if I use the word recruiter.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
With VerboCare, help is always ready. Before, during, and after your stay. We've planned for the plot twists, so support is always available. Because a great trip starts with peace of mind.
Throughout my resume, right. But in their job, I'd say they only used recruiters with an S on the end of it. There are certain applicant tracking systems that would kick my resume out, even though I have 20 years of experience, because I didn't match that tense.
So because of one letter, your resume won't even see human eyes.
Right. You're right. And that's just for some. That's for like the old dinosaur type of applicant tracking systems. But there's like hundreds or even thousands possibly of them out like on the market now. And so it's impossible to know, you know. So a tool like JobScan is incredibly helpful in getting past those applicant tracking systems and getting your resume, you know, keyword optimized for the recruiter that wrote the job ad and into the hiring manager's hands and whatnot. It also has a tool for your LinkedIn optimization, which is huge these days. You know, your LinkedIn is just as important, if not more important, than your resume, you know, these days. It's almost like your online resume, right? I mean, 70-80% of recruiters use LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, yeah.
You know, it's like one of the first places they go to find people. And so you want, like, you know, your resume and your LinkedIn to be kind of, they don't have to match exactly, but they need to be, you know, they need to tell the same story type of thing. You can show a little more, you know, personality in your LinkedIn thing, but their LinkedIn feature allows you to upload 5 different job ads where it takes the conglomerate of all of those and plus, you know, your resume, or I'm sorry, plus your LinkedIn, your current LinkedIn profile, It will also spit out a report for you just like on your resume. And then you can optimize your LinkedIn for those types of jobs and companies that you're looking for.
And we'll get to the second tool. Right. So, but I'm curious.
Yes.
On a scale of, because you just mentioned LinkedIn, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is your LinkedIn profile?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say it's depending on your industry, mm-hmm. and I would say it's about between a 9 and a 10.
Wow. That's
very,
pretty darn
very
high.
Important.
So those that are focusing on resumes and not focusing on, what if they don't even have a LinkedIn profile?
They need to get a LinkedIn profile.
You guys heard it.
I know. The thing about LinkedIn is it gives you that professional, you know, that place on the internet where all of the other professionals are, and you can get, you know, recommendations from people. You can show your skills. You can upload all different kinds of, you know, work that you've done or your resume or whatever it is that you want to upload on there. And so it's just a good, you know, landing page kind of to show off, you know, who you are and what you've done. It's a good place to show your accomplishments.
Ah, so you guys heard, for those who don't have a LinkedIn profile, they've been putting it off, shooting yourself in your foot.
You need to get one. And honestly, like, employers today, if they can't find you online, like, at all, first of all, that's major red flag to them. Major red flag. They're like, what is this person trying to hide? If you're just not online at all. If they only find you on social media, but not like LinkedIn kind of
social media.
I don't consider that social media. I consider that like professional social media, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
It's not social
it's not
media.
Social.
It's just
not social media. It's semi
social media.
Yeah.
It's not social. It's social.
It's like networking, you know? It's networking stuff. But like, if they only find you on like Facebook and Twitter and they don't find you on something like LinkedIn, then they tend to think that you're not serious about your career, right? Wow. That you're just still being a kid just out there playing the social game all the time. And, you know, if they find you on both, then that's fine. But you definitely want to have a presence on LinkedIn. You know, if you're in tech or something, you can get away with having, you know, some stuff elsewhere, you know, like GitHub or Dice or something like that,
okay.
You know, that will TopTal, you know, places like that that will also carry some weight. But LinkedIn, like, pretty much everybody needs LinkedIn these days.
Wow.
You're in the working world.
I know some people that are going to hate to hear that, but
I know. Okay. But JobScan can help you optimize your LinkedIn. It can help you write. It can help tell you. It gives you like ideas of what to write. And so does the other tool that we were going to talk about. It's called Resume Worded.
Okay.
And they're kind of just like a newer version of JobScan. They're like a piggyback version of JobScan, in my opinion. But they're still great. And they've got a lot of new cool tools as well. So those two things can help out. And they do have some free packages as well.
Cool.
So, yeah. So those two are really, really, really helpful.
Awesome. All right. So JobScan and Resume Worded. All right. You guys need to make your way. Wait a minute. You guys need to make your way to those sites after you make that LinkedIn profile. All right. After you make that LinkedIn. Well, I guess, no, they should check that out.
You should probably do your resume first and then do your LinkedIn profile. And I can always help people, too, if they need it.
I've got a question.
Sure.
And this has been as I've had resumes, you know, had to write resumes for years and years and years and years and years and years, and I've seen resumes.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each, member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
Put something to bed for me.
Okay.
The objective statement, or the objective, or whatever you want to call it, is that a necessity or not?
An objective statement is an outdated, antiquated statement these days.
Ooh, those are some tough words. Wow.
Outdated, antiquated.
Wow. Yes, so
get them off your resume. Get them off your resume. Yes, there's better statements, titles than that these days. For instance, the professional summary works a lot better than an objective. Objective, you can still use if you're like, you know, fresh out of high school.
Right.
Maybe even fresh out of college, but usually college kids these days have at least, you know, they've either had a part-time job or they've had an internship or something. So, you know, a professional summary to kind of sum up, you know, who they are, what they want, where they're going type of thing
is better. Oh, wow. Those were two left hooks for the...
Well, because if you think about it, you know, if you think about it, like an objective statement is like, the company already knows your objective. They know you want to get a job.
Right.
They know you want to get a job with them because you're applying to them.
Right.
You know, so what do I need to tell you that on the first sentence of this thing? Hey, my job, my objective is to get a job with you. I thought that was pretty obvious.
That has been, and you know, it's crazy because I've heard people say, no, get rid of it. And I've heard people say, no, that's like so important to have. And I'm like, somebody has got to, you know, just, like I said, put it to bed.
Objective statements not needed anymore. Use a professional summary. Some people also use what they call a brand statement now, which is, you know, a little bit different. But yeah, I say the professional summaries usually go over the best. They look the most professional. They're usually what most recruiters want to see when they're opening them up, because they're used to scanning, you know, resumes in a certain way. And so the more you can keep things in line, you know, and formatted in the way that recruiters are used to reading, then the happier they are with you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. So, So that's step one. I found out I hate my job. All right. So I'm going to tighten my resume up. I'm going to, you know, run it through Optimize, resume, and I'm sorry, jobscan.co, and resume worded. I'm going to run it through those and, you know, check out my LinkedIn and all that good stuff. And, you know, all those check out. I filled in those boxes.
Good.
Now.
So now you're ready to go. Now you're ready to actually start applying to jobs, because that's what you need to do first before you ever even start applying.
And
that resume and that LinkedIn.
And where, so... How, because you just pretty much told us, indeed, the whole, you know, one button, you know, click, you know, and submit thing probably isn't the best.
Right. Correct. The one button click thing is going to leave you in the like 1-5% response rate.
That's crazy.
You know, from employers.
1-5%? Are you serious?
I swear. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really low.
And it's
really
correct. This is
and you wonder, like you know, you nobody should wonder why people get disgruntled, you know, disheartened during their job search when they're getting 1-5% response rates.
Yeah,
so they're sending out 100 applicants and they're getting a response, you know, and then they're like, they might have a phone interview or something, and then
how are these job engines in business? It seems like they should be, you know. Is it that people don't know?
Well, it's because the companies are paying to sponsor their ads.
Wow,
in business.
Wow.
But there's just a better, smarter way to go about it these days from the candidate's perspective. And one of the secrets to that is if you can get, and it doesn't matter which site you use, whether it's Indeed, LinkedIn, whoever, doesn't matter. As long as they have a filter on there that says, in the past 24 hours that they posted the job. The employer has posted the job in the last 24 hours. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody needs to listen very closely. This is the trick of the trade. Last 24 hours posting, less, my personal rule, less than like 20 to 30 applicants max that have applied already. And most sites are going to show you like how many people have applied.
Okay.
Most sites are going to show you when it was last posted.
Right.
Right now, if you can find good jobs that you're interested in, that like literally really, really good, you know, fitting for you, you go, next step you do is you go to their website, you do a little bit of research, you make sure that, you know, you're going to fit in well with their company culture. You're going to fit in well with, you know, what their values are and what mm-hmm. your, you know, the overall scheme of thing. You get a good feel about everything. Do a little bit of research on them. Then you go back over to LinkedIn or Indeed or wherever you're at, and you apply to the job through the normal route, you know, whatever they tell you to do, whether it's on their website or through Indeed or wherever.
Okay.
You apply to it through your normal route. Then you're going to go to LinkedIn, and it really works better if you have premium, but not everybody has premium. But if you have premium, it works really fantastic.
Okay.
You go to LinkedIn, you find the recruiter's name. Okay. Hmm. And then once you find the recruiter's name, you're going to send them an in-mail on LinkedIn after you've applied.
And you're going to send them, which is why you need premium, like, because, okay, right. Got you.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if it shows the recruiter's name to people that are not on premium, like, you know, on different job ads and whatnot in there. But the thing is, yeah, I think you can even get around that though, because on LinkedIn, you can go to the company's page on there, okay, and then you can go to the people tab, and it will show you everybody on LinkedIn, you know, that's with that company.
Okay.
Basically. So then you can kind of, you know, guess. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm looking for a recruiter in the Midwest. Oh, look, there's a recruiter in the Midwest. You know, she works in the tech. I'm looking for a tech, you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you can kind of narrow it down. And sometimes they list it on the job ad as well, you know, who's doing the recruiting. But anyway, you find out who they are. If you can't find out who the recruiter is, find out who the department manager is, you know, somebody that you would be reporting to. Right? Find them on LinkedIn. Send them a message right after you apply. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like three or four sentence message, you know, real short, real concise. Like, hey, my name is Anthony. I just applied to your blah, blah, blah position. I'm really excited about the progress you are making in the mm-hmm. tech field. And I bring to the table this and this and that. And I'm hoping that you would be interested in having a conversation with me about my overall fit or my skill set, you know, for your company or for this position.
Okay.
Just some kind of short little, you know, that was a botched statement there, obviously. Some kind of short little, you know, blurb there, like three or four sentences max. And then your very last sentence is going to be your call to action. You know, you tell them exactly what you want them to do. Call me this week if you're interested in having, you know, a discussion with me about, you know, how well I match up with the company or, you know, whatever it may be. Just be very, very, you know, pointed type of thing. Like if you want them to email you, then say email you. You know, if you want them to call you, say. If you want it to be within the next week, say within the next week.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Recruiters have this amazing, like, subconscious thing that, like, if you tell them to do something like that, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it. And that's the beauty of how this works, though, actually, because whenever you apply for that job, you know, right away, within the 24 hours mm-hmm. and the low applicant count, right, you go send the person a message. 9 times out of 10, if you've optimized your resume for that position already, you've already put it into the recruiter's language that you're now speaking with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that recruiter, since they just posted that job, they're going to be very interested in finding out how their job ad is performing still in the last 24 hours. You know, they're like, oh, you know, I just posted this. I wonder who all has applied. So they're going to be going online. They're going to be looking to see who all has applied. They're going to catch your resume and your message, you know, either they're either going to see your application come in or they're going to see your message on LinkedIn, right, with your resume attached to it. And they're going to be like, oh, Awesome. So then they go open it up because they're so gung-ho because they just posted it, right? You know, give them a week or two. They're not really so excited about checking in like that anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, so because they are still checking it within that 24 hours, and because you wrote them so quickly, like, they will typically turn around and write you, like, right back. And be like, hey, you know, do you like to talk, you know, have a phone, quick a phone interview? When are you free? And, like clockwork, it just happens.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
But you have to do that, you know, that foreground. You got to do that.
Right.
Those steps first. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you just kind of look like a pushy, you know, whatever. annoying person.
We're going to leave that up into the imagination. That whatever could have, you know.
That whatever could have been a lot of things.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this, you know, since this whole pandemic thing has hit, remote jobs, remote positions have been the thing, the new it. When we come back, Chandy's going to tell us a little bit about these remote jobs, and we'll get into that in about 2 minutes. See you guys then.
You're listening to the Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
This week, with digital coupons at Safeway and Albertsons, get beef rib roast for $7.97 per pound. Member price with minimum purchase of $50 or more in a single transaction. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And broccoli, cauliflower, or russet potatoes are 97 cents per pound. Member price, limit 6 pounds. Plus, selected sizes and varieties of Lucerne butter, cheese, or Philadelphia cream cheese are $1.97 each. Member price. Visit Safeway or Albertsons.com for more deals and ways to save.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Positive stories, positive people, positive lives. The Life Strong Project.
All right, we're back, and we've got Chandy Tucker with us, and she's been, you know, pretty much dropping a lot of knowledge on us about this whole job search thing. You guys, if you guys don't have that LinkedIn profile squared away and that resume catered to each position or each organization, 1 to 5%, those numbers are astonishing. I'm like, no wonder people are having such a hard time finding a job.
How does someone not get depressed, or, you know, going through that kind of, getting those kind of numbers and response? Even if you use a staffing agency, you still usually only get like maybe 10%, 20% if you're lucky. Like, it's really bad.
Wow. Golly. Okay. Wow. So, I want to get into, oh my goodness, remote jobs. Everybody wants a remote job. Most people want a remote job.
Yes, they do.
Let's be honest. I mean, the opportunity to work from home, save money on gas, food, work in the, you know, comfort of your own, you know, bedroom probably, where, or home
sure.
office or whatever. You know, I'll say 9 out of 10 people, I'm sure, you know, somebody will say, no, I'd rather go, that's you. I would rather work home. So remote positions, how difficult are they, number one, to find, and number two, to land?
Well, again, it kind of goes back to what kind of position you're going for. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously manual labor positions would be very difficult, you know, to do remotely. How difficult are they to land? It, that can also be affected by like how seasoned you are, mm-hmm. you know, if you've already done remote work or not. There's estimates that around 18% of Americans right now work remotely full time, which I would have thought that that number would have been higher.
Me too. COVID. That's it. 18%.
18%, but that's full time. That's full. That's just
okay. So everybody else is part time. Okay.
And those, and that's just employees as well.
Okay.
You know, that's not in contractors or not, but yeah, employees, 18% full time. And that's like not hybrid, not going to the office at all, like fully remote.
Okay.
You know, 100% of the time. I say like one in four Americans, or like about over 26% or so of the workforce will be working remotely, did work remotely within the year 2021. So one in four Americans during 2021, about 26% or so worked remotely. That number has dropped a little bit for 2022 because of the hybrid models that have gone back into place and whatnot. But nonetheless, still, all kinds of studies show anywhere between 70% and 99% of people want to work remotely.
Told you that one guy.
Yeah, exactly. This is that one guy.
One guy wants to go back to work. Oh, gotta go to the office. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and for the most part, most people, it's like, you know, they realize that they have, you know, the kind of flexibility that they can have, you know, whenever they work from home, and they realize that they're actually more productive, that they stay more engaged in their work. And really the only people that have had big drawbacks about it are the ones that say, well, you know, I felt like I worked too much. I was now, you know, I didn't know how to stop the blending of my, you know, of my home life and my work life.
Wow.
So really that's just kind of poor time management in a way, you know, that's just something, but it's over, you know, something somebody can overcome.
Right.
You know what I mean? But a lot of people do like a hybrid type of situation still apparently, but I feel like they might be saying that also just to appease their employers to a certain degree.
Yeah.
So they don't lose their jobs. But yes. How difficult it is to get a job really depends on how much experience you have and really how confidently you can portray yourself that you can handle it. Like, you've got to be able to show that you have the tech skills and the knowledge to be able, you know, to man your own station at home. You can take care of like minor tech issues that may come up. You can, you know, you're self-directed, you're self-managed. You don't have to be motivated type of thing, you know. As long as you can prove those types of things, and you know, and as well as your communication, you know, patterns, it's very, very important to come out of the gate, you know, when you're looking for a remote job, showing throughout your interviews and showing, you know, from the second they reach out to you, what wonderful communication skills you have, you know, from speaking clearly to emailing and following up afterwards, you know, to giving them updates, keeping them posted of things. You know, you've got to show that you can communicate well. Otherwise, they're not going to trust you.
Oh, okay. So that process starts from the opening bell.
Right. I mean, it starts from like your resume. You know, they look at your written word to see how well do you communicate about yourself. How well do you write? You know.
Oh, okay. All right. So just to go out there and look for a remote job is not necessarily the answer. I mean, this.
You certainly can, but if you've never worked remotely, then you'll need to tie in some things in, you know, within your resume and probably within your LinkedIn as well, talking about how certain skills that you have cross over into your, you know, ability to do remote work and your interest in remote work as well. And if, you know, if you've ever done just like a project remotely, or you went to college and you had to do, you know, remote work that way, then, you know, mention those things and talk about them. Show you've got that ability.
In your experience, landing any job, and this is, I'm sure it's going to be twofold for a remote job, but let's say, for instance, I didn't necessarily go the college route, or maybe I went, you know, 2 years. Or maybe I went to college and just found out, you know, this isn't for me.
Right.
I want to get into the job force. Things happen. How can someone tailor that resume? Because they won't be able to put degree necessarily on there, or, you know, or continuing education. How can they tailor that resume? And maybe they worked all through high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
How can they tailor that resume to say, you can trust me?
Showing your leadership, you know, the things that you've done, you know, during those jobs or at school, you know, during high school, whatever it may be, any type of volunteer work or anything that you've done, but just tying all of your life experiences into the certain skill sets that they are going to need in order to prove to, that you can do it. So, you know, like we were talking about, if they, you know, if they prize communication in remote work,
right,
talk about how, you know, don't just say I'm a great communicator or, you know, give your opinion of yourself. You know, opinions of ourselves are like, everybody's got one. They're like assholes, you know, like everybody's got one. They all stink. Nobody cares about anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, excuse my friend, but,
sorry, no, I was wondering if it was coming.
You know, I
was like, there's the opening. Okay, no, we're going. The door cracked open and man, no, I'm kidding.
Right. Sorry. But it's true though. That's like how people remember though. Like, you know, how to remember it, especially when they're writing like their professional summaries up at the top of their resumes and they're trying to figure out what to write. And they're like, you know, they want to say things like, I'm results oriented and I'm really determined and I'm driven and I'm a team player. So that's an opinion of yourself, you know, like nobody cares what your opinion of yourself is.
Okay.
You know, so you've got to give things that are like concrete examples. So like we were talking about the communication aspect, you know, give a concrete example of when you communicated, you know, in a way that significantly impacted, you know, your employer or your school or your group project or the situation at hand, you know, whatever. So just tying those things, those life experiences together with the skills needed.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, okay. Let's see.
And then projecting that confidence.
And interesting that you might say that, because that's the next question I had. So, the question I had was, everybody knows you need to have a level of self-confidence. What's the cutoff between self-confidence and arrogance? Because I have, listen, I've seen some resumes and I'm like, is that self-confidence or is he just feeling himself? I mean, like, wow, you know, and, you know, I've done some interviews where I'm like, nope, feeling himself. Yep, definitely.
Definitely. Yep. Yep. Sure.
Should have trusted the gut. Yeah, feeling himself. So what's the cutoff? You don't want someone to think that, oh, this individual is, that's not confidence. That's arrogance. You know, that's being conceited. So what's that? What's that sweet spot?
I would say, honestly, just being true to, you know, to what has occurred and what you've done in, you know, in your tenure at work. So like if you worked on a team and it was truly a team effort, you know, that things were accomplished in this way, then give credit to the team, because that shows that you know how to appreciate your coworkers, you know how to appreciate your position on that team.
Okay.
And, you know, you understand where everybody kind of falls in line with that. You know, employers care about hiring people that understand and can understand, you know, pretty quickly after starting work, you know, where they fit into you know, the whole big picture of things.
Right.
You know, where how do they contribute, and employers today, they're doing a little bit better of a job about, you know, when people come on board of saying, hey, you know, this is how your position directly contributes, you know, to what we're doing here. And and still some are, you know, they don't tie two and two together for the new employee, and then the new employee is left just kind of wondering, is my job really necessary? Do I really matter? You know, I mean, is my work here valued at all? And, you know, and that's when people start looking for other jobs, when they feel that way. So you know, it's showing, so therefore it's showing an employer up front that you understand how you fit into that big picture and how you're going to make an impact up front can go a long way in getting the kind of job, including a remote one, that you're looking for, because that shows a certain sign of, you know, business acumen and knowledge that, that not a lot of people possess.
Ah, you are wise.
Thank you, my friend.
You are wise.
Thank you, my friend.
So when we come, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we definitely want to learn more about the Chandy Tucker Consulting. I don't know, is it a consulting agency? No, we're just going to call it Chandy Tucker Consulting, because that's what she said it was. So, and you've got a couple of other things that you definitely, that you guys definitely want to hang around and learn more about the services she has to offer. When we come back, we will talk about that in about 2 minutes. Be back.
You're listening to The Life Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
We're back at the Life Strong Project.
Okay, guys, we are back at the Life Strong Project. I'm here with Chandy Tucker, and we have been talking jobs. How to find the job, how to land the job, things you need to do before you even start looking for the job. all that good stuff. So now I want to bestow upon you the resources that Chandy Tucker has available, the things she's been doing, the knowledge she's gained for over 20 years being in this game. She has what you guys are looking for, the knowledge, the wisdom. She's like, well, she's not green, but she's like a Yoda. She's not green, y'all.
I'm a Jobs Yoda.
She's actually, you Yoda job. You'd have to say it
I'm
backwards.
I'm a Yoda job. That's right.
So tell us, I know you told us about what the Chandy Tucker Consulting Organization does, but what are some of the resources and things that you can help people with, and how in the world can they get a hold of you, and what do they need to do before they even call you or email you or whatever?
They don't need to do a thing before they even call me. It's totally cool. The come as you are type of thing. Some of the resources and services that we provide to individuals are job search support, kind of like what we've been talking about, optimizing, helping you optimize your resume, optimize your LinkedIn, all of those sorts of things, helping you write your cover letters, helping you negotiate, you know, your salaries, helping negotiate your benefits packages, helping negotiate flexible work arrangements, you know, helping you understand what kind of goes on in the minds of HR people and hiring managers and department managers and stuff during the hiring process. And so we give you a lot of that insight that, you know, most people just don't have. And once they get that, and once they understand that,
right,
it's like the whole, you know, it's like the whole world just opens up, you know, to them as far as understanding kind of how to navigate, you know, their own job search. And so what we really try to do on the individual side of our business, which, like I said, is a part of Chandy Tucker Consulting. We're currently transitioning over it to Black Sheep HR, which means, like, you know, you're kind of like the rebel going against, you know, the grain there. And the reason we kind of named it that is because there's another part of our services that helps individuals that are dealing with workplace situations, you know, like the kind of like the HR side of things, like employee relations issues, discrimination issues, harassment, sexual harassment, retaliation, wrongful termination, things like that. And no, I'm not a lawyer. My father is a lawyer, but I am not a lawyer. Okay. And he does not want to do our business. He doesn't do this kind of law. However, I've been partnering also with a good friend of mine and colleague of mine who comes from the giant tech company world. And together we have been putting together a new kind of social media group. Is called Ontegration, which is like the O-N-E and number mm-hmm. two and gration.
Okay.
.com, G-R-A-T-I-O-N. And Ontegration. And what Ontegration's purpose is to be a responsible social media community and to help underprivileged, underserved communities. And so, and really everybody, but that's our main focus is to help, you know, underserved communities. And Ontegration will exist to help people. We work together to help combat, you know, these different types of issues that go on, you know, from these bad behaving employers at times. So we will help you file EEOC charges. You know, if you need to file charges, we'll help you get set up with attorneys. We have lists of attorneys that are, you know, are on standby and waiting, you know, to help
people. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're in the process of building that out as well. Ontegration has not even gone live per se yet, but you can go ahead and sign up on the website if you want to, you know, get notified whenever the community is ready. But our main purpose there is going to be to provide resources, you know, such as the law side of things for employees dealing with those types of workplace issues. And if it's something that we can handle on our own, you know, where we don't need an attorney to step in, we don't need to take it all the way to the EEOC or the government or something, then, you know, we can help you. And we help a lot of people for free. We help a lot of people for, you know, donations, you know, it's just trying to help people get where they need to go and get the resources and tools that, you know, support that they need.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. Oh, and it's crazy because she's smiling the entire time she's saying it. So, you know, she loves what she's doing.
I do. Well, we've had a lot of success stories, you know, and I myself have experienced discrimination in the workplace. And so, like, I know how difficult it can be when someone, like, say your boss is harassing you or it's just flat out being rude to you all the time and you just don't know where to go. You know, the HR is on the side of the corporation, you know, and so we really try to be, at least at Cheney Tucker Consulting and Black Sheep HR, we really try to be like your own personal HR department, you know, so you don't have to go. You don't have to go ask those people at your company who's on, you know, the employer side, how you handle a situation, you know, come ask us, you know, present your facts to us. And we can probably tell you most likely what they're going to be thinking and saying, you know, from the corporate standpoint anyway. So we can kind of help you navigate those difficult situations.
Wow. So you guys don't have to do it alone. I know I've talked to people, they've dealt with things like this and, you know, it's a demoralizing, lonely feeling because, like you said, HR is not on their side, even though they paint the picture that they are. But at the end of the day, I mean.
Right. They're on your side as long as you're staying in your lane.
Yeah.
Doing what you're supposed to do, not causing too much havoc.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. The minute, you know, they perceive havoc, you are you're in trouble. So
you know, cause a stink, filing a discrimination claim, they may not be, you know, so friendly anymore, who knows.
Not
all of them are that way, obviously, but I don't want to give HR people a bad name overall, but you know, there's plenty of, I love that look on your face right now, there's plenty of bad ones out there, you know, just like the bad CEOs out there that are touting, you know, diversity and inclusion and whatnot, and it's all a big sham just to appease the masses and make it look like they're doing something great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so, how can somebody who needs your services, needs assistance, needs consulting, needs knowledge, how can they find Chandy Tucker and Chandy Tucker Consulting or any of the any of them? I mean, you've got a ton of them going on, so.
I know, right? Well, exactly. Chandy Tucker Consulting is website, www.ctuckerconsulting.com. Just first initial, last name, consulting.com. You can also just Google me. Like, I'm super easy to find these days.
Oh, wow. Now, wait a minute. That goes, now, that was her being confident.
That was me being confident.
I was confident.
That was actually me just being factual.
She was like, Google me.
I was just being factual. Like, let's just talk.
You can Google me.
You can Google me, okay? I know I'm on there. All of you are, okay? Trust me, I'm not special. Oh. Yeah. But if you just even Google Chandy Tucker, like, my LinkedIn will show up. My Upwork account will show up. Chandy Tucker Consulting shows up. I doubt Black Sheep HR shows up yet. But OneTogration is just, like we said earlier, O-N-E, number two, Gration, G-R-A-T-I-O-N.com. If you want to join our responsible social community, you know, we're going to be growing that thing and helping out a lot of people. So,
wow, that's awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
That is, I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to OneDegration.com.
I think we need to promote the LifeStrong,
I am interested in it. That is awesome. I've never heard of, you know, that, you know, the way you guys are attacking it. It's always been, like I said, it's a lonely, people that I've talked to, it can be lonely. It can be, you feel isolated and just like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do.
But, people go out on leave of absences. Yeah. I lost like 20 pounds plus, whenever I was going through mine. I had to go on a short-term disability leave of absence because I just didn't know what to, and I was in, I had an HR background, and all of a sudden it's happening to me, and I'm like, all of a sudden freezing up. Like, I don't even know how to handle this all of a sudden, how do I handle my own case? And, luckily I did. But wow. Still,
I'm glad everything worked out for you. That's good, because I don't know if that wouldn't have happened, if your, issues wouldn't have happened, there may not have been a Chandy Tucker Consulting.
Amen.
Bam. There it is.
Bam. I know. It was like, I hate that dude that put me through that stuff, but he brought about, other people's some blessings, I think, including myself, and
that's
career avenues.
Awesome. So whoever you are,
sir.
Thanks. I don't know. I don't know. Thanks. I don't know. There's a couple of other ways we could probably say thanks, but we cannot do them on the show. Anyway. All right. So you guys, this was awesome. Chandy, thank you so much for stopping by and just really explaining, this whole job search thing. This is going to help a lot of people. You guys are doing is amazing. That's going to help a lot of people. You guys have got to get out there. OneDegration.com. I'm going to register for that site.
Consulting. There's a link to it from C. Tucker Consulting.
C. Tucker Consulting. Bam. Just go there and you can go to all, the other sites and whatever. Oh, there's another.
Also, there's a link to Black Sheep HR from C. Tucker Consulting as well. And there is a link for podcast listeners to get a free resume review from me.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
So navigate to ctuckerconsulting.com.
Wow.
Click on the Black Sheep HR link.
Thank you.
See it up there at the top. Yeah. Free resume reviews for all your listeners.
Wow. You guys have to go to ctuckerconsulting.com. Are you serious? You probably won't find that, period. You will not find that.
This chick does it, and that's not arrogance.
That's not it. Oh my God. This has been awesome. Chandy, thank you so much. I hope you guys do amazing. I know you will. I know you guys will do amazing things, continuously do amazing things with everything that's going on. This definitely can't be the last time we have you on. Definitely.
I would love to come back anytime. Thank you for having me.
awesome. Thank you so much. So, guys, that's the show for today. As always, remember to live long, laugh loud, and above all else, love all. This has been the Live Strong Project. I'm your host, AC. Candy, thank you again, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to the Live Strong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
When you manage procurement for multiple facilities, every order matters. But when it's for a hospital system, they matter even more. Grainger gets it and knows there's no time for managing multiple suppliers and no room for shipping delays. That's why Grainger offers millions of products in fast, dependable delivery, so you can keep your facility stocked, safe, and running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.